5 o'clock and time for traditional music on Radio 3. Today we begin a new series, Eastern Approaches, in which Graham Fawcett presents traditional music from 4 Eastern European countries. Today he introduces songs and dances from Bulgaria.
Human beings shine most brightly when they're dancing the horo, is one Bulgarian saying about the country's breathtaking round dance or chain dance. The Bulgarian horo, indeed Bulgarian folk music as a whole, traces its origins back through the centuries of the Ottoman Empire, right back to Byzantium. After all, Constantinople, present-day Istanbul, was little more than 100 miles along the Black Sea coast from the southeast tip of Bulgaria. In the horo, we'll have more of them later, the dancers are linked together by hands on shoulders, or holding each other's waistbands, or just with hands clasped together. Bulgarian singing is no less close. But how do they make it sound like this? In that song from the region around the Bulgarian capital Sofia, a young girl is picking sprigs of hawthorn and laying them on the ground. It's part of the bride's preparations for her wedding. And where could that idea have come from if not from the tradition of girls wearing crowns of hawthorn at weddings in ancient Greece, where hawthorn was also used for the marriage torch? It's not just a Bulgarian, but a Balkan tradition to sing in parallel seconds. Early medieval sources are thought to have been describing the sensation of this kind of throaty singing when they refer to the howling of the Lombards.
Hey!
Bulgarians, whether in choirs or as soloists, build up intense pressure of air on the vocal cords from their lungs, and the tone is produced in the nose and throat. Legend has it Orpheus spent some time in Bulgaria's Rhodope Mountains. Perhaps he used to sing like that, which would explain why his voice charmed trees, beasts, stones, and stopped the rivers flowing. Solo singing in Bulgaria today seems to be the prerogative of the women. Here's Nadka Karadjova with "A Lambkin Has Commenced Bleating." A slow shepherd's song from central southern Bulgaria, from the valley of the river Maritsa, birthplace of the singer there, Bulgaria's popular folk soprano Nadka Karadjova, who, it says here, learned all her songs from her mother and has been honoured by the state with the Order of Cyril and Methodius, second class. Given Bulgaria's rich supply of forest and mountain fauna, bears, wolves, boar, jackals, foxes, mountain cats, vultures and eagles, the sooner a lambkin commences bleating, the better. Though shepherds have ways of keeping the wolf from the door. Shepherd's Melody, played on the duduk flute and recorded in 1965, though it could quite easily have been played like that in 18, 17, 16 or 1565, or even earlier. This next round dance is called Elena's Horo. The Feast of St. Elena is on June the 3rd, and it's associated with the world-renowned Bulgarian barefoot fire dance. Thank you. Elena's Horo with accordionist Boris Karloff and his orchestra. In Bulgarian folk music, there's a type of song called a sedyanka, usually sung when evening comes round and your neighbours drop in to help you with the things you've got behind with through having been bent double out in the fields all day. Things like shelling and beating sunflower seeds, picking cotton, carding wool, spinning. We might be incredulous that such ready, hard-working help from neighbours can exist, but, like many hands, singing can make light work. And when the labour's done, what better than a song about what happens then? In this lover's dialogue, led by the lowest of the three voices in the trio Bulgarka, we hear how, now that the work is over, my lover brings me oranges and quinces. According to folklore, they're so anxious to have fruit that on Christmas Eve many Bulgarian peasants swing axes against barren fruit trees, threatening to cut them down if they don't start producing. The problem is, should she accept the oranges and quinces? Take the fruit, dear Rada, comes the canny answer. It's as sweet as you are.
Седянка тъй на развала, един доди, друг си ходи, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй, 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 бяло раде, един доди, друг си ходи, тъй, 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 бяло раде. Мойто любеше ли доди, ей го, ей го, чито иди, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй, 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 бяло раде, ей го, ей го, чито иди, тъй, 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 бяло раде. Пръце носи жълти дюли, жълти дюли, ранци, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй, 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 бяло раде, бъде много, жълти, тъй, 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 бяло раде. На ти раде, жълти дюли, жълти дюли, не ранци, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй, 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 бяло раде, на ти раде, жълти дюли, как са сладки жълти дюли, тъй са сладки малки моми, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй, 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 бяло раде, тъй са сладки малки моми, тъй, 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 бяло раде.
The trio Bulgarka singing Sedyankata Yena Razvala when the work song is over, continuing the Bulgarian tradition of teasing songs about love, of which this is another. Дали си болна лежала или си болна гледала? A whole love scene of a folk opera compressed into 37 seconds, complete with provikvanya, the characteristic cry or yelp at the end of a phrase, most often found in harvest and hoeing songs. Probably helped get the hay bale up on the card. That was Boris Christoff singing Little Aichinka. How odd the piano sounds in the company of folk instruments like the goatskin bagpipe and the two-headed drum. And yet put the bagpipe and the drum together, as we're going to now, and I was wondering just how different this is in sound or spirit from what goes on every year under the walls of Edinburgh Castle. Thank you. Triti Puti, a round dance melody played on the kaval, a seven-holed reed pipe. To judge from the picture in front of me of a kaval player in a woolly hat with leaves round the top, the kaval is twice as long as a tenor recorder. And before that solo, we heard the Sitno Horo, a dance from near the source of the Maritsa River with bagpipe and drum. Weddings are at the very heart of Bulgarian folk music. Getting to the church or the reception seems fraught with difficulties, not least because of the intervention of Bulgarian wildlife. This wedding song, originally from Thrace, tells how the beautiful Nedelia was courted by a boy from far away, and on the way to the wedding feast, a deer made all the wedding guests follow it, with the result that they forgot the happy couple and left them behind in the forest.
Прочу се мома неделя на хубавите, най-хубава, на гиздавите гиздава, мома неделя, неделя. Отдалек мома проводи, мома неделя да взема. Тежка съпка подигнали, мома неделю, неделю. Гъста са гора влезнали, сред гора равнали вада, нали вадата сураеле, мома неделю, неделю. Села сей сватба дигнала, сура Елена да гледа. Млади са сами остали, мома неделю, неделю. За добро вятър повея, мома неделю, неделю.
Море па отиде у грату Софи, у грату София. Море па залиби Янка Белоли, Янка Белолика. Море като седи, като слънце гре, като слънце гре. Море снагата и фидан в гради, фидан в градина. Море косите извила и бриши, свила и бриши, ма море лицето и като ютренда, като ютренда. Море като дума, дума шекерпа, дума шекерпа, да. Море като дума, дума шекерпа, дума шекерпа, да.
The renown of beautiful Nedelia, and another wedding song, Gioro's Getting Married. Then there's the problem of the uncle who makes you an offer you can't refuse without kicking him in the shins or calling out the village council. This young woman's complaining, "Uncle wants to marry me."
Чича рече да ме жени, море вчера рече, сега нече. Море чича рече да ме жени, More вчера рече, să ganece. More вчера рече, să ganece. A păstrina Sava ici ne dava. More вчера рече, să ganece. A păstrina Sava ici ne dava. Леле касе друсну та касе де, море двете дъске се строшише. Леле касе друсну та касе де, море двете дъске се строшише. Море двете дъске се строшише, а па би волете поплашише. Море двете дъске се строшише, а па би волете поплашише.
Uncle wants to marry me, sings Gorga Pindurova. And then there's the wedding itself. The last word you'd choose to describe this one would be quiet. Sofia Women's Choir at the wedding. It's another moment in the Bulgarian folk calendar when you're reminded how useful the goat is. As well as having its skin made into bagpipes, it's also given as a bride gift. But the pictures I've seen of Bulgarian peasant dancers suggest they're in a perpetual state of celebration. The national costume makes it look as though every day's a jolly day, and there's no such thing as a daily struggle for survival. Getting your best togs on and linking hands, shoulders and waistbands must make a comforting antidote to the grim caprice of nature, let alone that of modern life. Embroidered shirts and bodices and richly coloured skirts for the women, baggy trousers and high boots for the men. Perhaps it's even possible, at least while you're dancing, to stop worrying where the next meal's coming from if the band can play like this. Thank you.
traditional dance from Bulgaria. Next week we have music from Romania with virtuoso bird impressions on the panpipes, a song in the gypsy language, songs for midwinter and for midsummer, as well as a children's harvest song and a sheaf, if that's the right collective noun, of unusual instruments.